So just as has happened to me, I am the product. I am not a blank sheet. I am not my own unique individual. There is no absolutely unique individual in the world. Some are stranger than others, but there's no unique person because we're all the product of influences. We're the product of our environment, where we grew up, where we were born, where we grew up, who our parents were, where we went to church, if we went to church, the schools that we went to, the friends that we made, the books that we have read, the experiences. All of these are the collection, the sum total collection of the influences that have gone into our life, how they have impacted us negatively and positively, and they become the great resource for the words that we speak to others. So in that sense, every writer is a unique writer. Now, I have my own favorite writers. Robert Farrar Capon is like my favorite writer. If I could copy anybody, he would be the guy that I would like to copy. You know, it's just like I was on this journey. I started with a book, Mike Iaconelli, Dangerous Wonder. And from that book, it led me to Brennan Manning. So I read all of Brennan Manning's. And then and that's kind of how I found all these guys. For me, the most treasure trough of stuff in any book is the bibliography. Because I like to know what influences a person who writes. And so with Brennan, he quoted Capon. In fact, I will read something. Let me do this for you. Seeing how I've totally screwed up everything here I was going to talk to you about. In the last 15 minutes, I'll try and get back on track. But hopefully this is helpful to you because we can get bogged down in doing the principles and the concepts. We can take writing seminars, do writing courses, and we can learn when, while, how, when, you know, where to put the comma, where to do, how to do this. But if you don't have anything to say, what good is that for you? You might be intellectually the best writer out there, but if you don't have the juice, if you don't have the words, if you don't have something to write, it's no good. So the writing begins in the mind, in the spirit, you know, as God reveals things to us. And so the angel said to John, he says, the things which you have seen, write in a book. Before we can write, we have to see things. And we see things. We see things in the spirit. We see things in the world around us. We see things in our own world. So the power, the visual power gives us a power to write books. So that's, if I leave anything with you this morning, I want to say it over and over again. Go back to the very beginning. Great writers are usually great thinkers. And you look at the great writers. You look at a Lewis and a Tolkien. And these guys were men.